Weird Stuff Weekly. The strange, abnormal, and unusual. Brought to you every weekend by creativeradio.com.
This is a story that at one time the National Geographic might have called savagery. Some of it takes place on the Missouri Plains, but it has its ritual history in a far distant past, in the Hindu culture of southern India. Our story begins with an American artist called George Catlin, who went to live among the Native Americans back in 1831. This brutal ritual might never have been recorded if not for Mr. Catlin and his graphic canvases. The Mandan Native American tribe lived on the dusty Missouri plains. In earthen lodges, they lived along the Heart and Knife rivers. They spent their time hunting bison and trading goods with the other Great Plains tribes. Before a young man of the Mandan tribe of Native Americans could assert himself as a fully fledged warrior, he had to undergo a gruesome and painful initiation ritual. It was called Okipa. First, the young man had to go without food, drink, and sleep for 4 days and nights, then wearing ornate clothes. With his body painted, then he entered the ceremonial hut. The chief medicine man would take a knife and carve slices of flesh away from the chest and shoulders of this warrior-to-be. Then he would thrust wooden skewers through the bleeding flesh behind the muscles of the young man. Strong thongs that were secured to the rafters of the hut were then tied to both ends of the skewers, and the boy was hoisted up from the floor. To increase the pain, heavy weights were attached to his legs, and he was twisted around like a spinning top, round and round, until he fell unconscious. A chance to seek communion with the Great White Spirit. But this was not the end of his agony. In the next episode of Weird Stuff, I'll be asking the question, was a harmless old English villager a witch? Back in Missouri, and if our would-be warrior had survived being sliced and skewered, and some did not, he would then be given a hatchet with which he had to chop off the little finger of his left hand. The torture continued as he was made to run around until he again fell into unconsciousness. Survival meant triumph as he returned to his family a fully fledged warrior of the tribe, ready to fight their enemies. In a twist quite cruel in its own irony, the Mandan tribe were nearly wiped out by a quite different enemy, that of smallpox. But if we look at the history of Okipa, we find that for thousands of years, man has had a macabre fascination with the sadomasochistic act of suspension. It has been part of Hindu culture in southern India for thousands of years, and for almost as long amongst the Sufi of the Middle East. And as we have learnt, for hundreds of years, as part of religious ceremonies of Native Americans. You might think that this strange and outwardly barbaric act is now confined to the pages of the history books. Well, you'd be wrong. The practice of body suspension continues. The website, suspension.org, describes some of the reasons why someone might want to stick hooks in their body and be hoisted from the ground.
There are many different reasons to suspend, from pure adrenaline or endorphin rush to conquering one's fears to trying to reach a new level of spiritual consciousness and everything in between. In general, people suspend to attain some sort of experience. Some people are seeking the opportunity to discover a deeper sense of themselves and to challenge predetermined belief systems which may not be true. Some are seeking a rite of passage or a spiritual encounter to let go of the fear of not being whole or complete inside their body. Others are looking for control over their body or seek to prove to themselves that they are more than their bodies or are not their bodies at all. Others simply seek to explore the unknown.
In the next episode of Weird Stuff, The Pitchfork Murderer. Was he a harmless old villager or a witch?
Thanks for listening to Weird Stuff Weekly. If you enjoy stories about the strange, abnormal, and unusual, remember to subscribe. Weird Stuff Weekly is brought to you by creativeradio.com every weekend.